Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 11th, 2007. The Israeli army attacks Gaza, leaving 8 dead by Tuesday afternoon. Meanwhile, invading troops in the West Bank kill one Palestinian. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. During the continuous Israeli military offensive in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, Palestinian sources reported that the death toll among Palestinians by Tuesday afternoon stands at 8. Dozens of Palestinians were also injured, including journalists, while the Israeli army reported 4 Israeli soldiers were injured in 2 separate incidents. 4 Palestinian resistance fighters from the Islamic Jihad faction were killed on Tuesday morning when Israeli artillery shelled areas of Khan Yunis and Rafah City in the southern Gaza Strip. Israeli ground forces invaded parts of Khan Yunis shortly after. Palestinian resistance fired RPG rockets at the invading forces, injuring 4 soldiers, according to Israeli sources. Earlier on Tuesday, Israeli airstrikes killed 2 Palestinians in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The Islamic Jihad movement issued a press release stating that one of its men had been killed during clashes with undercover Israeli forces near the agricultural college north of Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. They identified the fighter as Hussam Nashwan, age 26. Later in the day, the Salah al-Din Brigade, the armed wing of the Popular Resistance Committee in Gaza, stated that one of its men was killed when an invading Israeli tank opened fire at him and his comrades. In addition to the death, 5 others were reportedly injured. Palestinian medical sources say they are still receiving injured persons from the attacks in the southern part of the coastal region, among them wounded journalists. Kamal Moussa, from the Palestinian European Hospital in Gaza, told IMEMC that the army is using unconventional ammunition in the attacks, which is leading to severe burns and critical wounds. In the West Bank, sources in Nablus reported that a member of the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, was killed and 3 others were injured during an Israeli attack in the old city of Nablus in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The sources identified the man as Sulman Al-Qassas, age 22. Meanwhile, the Israeli military invaded other areas of the northern West Bank city, and eyewitnesses reported military vehicles opened random fire on the areas. In the meantime, the Israeli army invaded several cities in the West Bank and kidnapped 12 Palestinians on Tuesday. One of those kidnapped was taken when undercover Israeli forces stormed an office belonging to the Fatah movement in the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The man was known as Mohammed Al-Bawab, age 22. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemz.org, brought to you by Brian O'Kioni and Ghassan Banoura.
سبب